Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we hear from Paula Kaplan. Paula is a longtime volunteer with the Longview Symphony and grew up in Longview. In her first installment today, she tells the part one story of her childhood growing up in Longview, some of her wonderful memories of Markham Hospital and the Junction Depot.
Well, I was born on 12/10/36 at Markham Hospital. Dr. Farah was the doctor. My mother and dad were Pauline and Bob Cargill. There is no more Markham Hospital. It's been closed up. I took my kids down there to Dr. Clanton, who lived on Covington Drive, which we also lived on Covington Drive, as a pediatrician for years. Yeah. Then they sold that place, and I guess, how does that differ from today? There is no more Markham Hospital.
Is it a blank place now?
It may still be there, I don't know, but it's not a hospital. And my memories of growing up in Longview. Well, my Uncle Martin, who lived next door to us, who was a great uncle, great aunt and uncle, Uncle Martin and Aunt Clara, he always took me, and I tell you the truth, I don't remember if I was in elementary school or if it was before school, but to the hotel that is no longer there by the depot. Moberly Hotel, I think, was the name of it. And his friend, Mr. Birdsong, and I have a heart bracelet, you know, little hearts that I had when I was growing up that Mr. Birdsong gave me. It is just a heart with a bird on it. Huh. It took me forever to remember who had given that to me. But Uncle Martin would stay there and have coffee, and I would go over to the train depot, and I would play, you know, as my husband, he says, I can't believe that anybody would let a young child, because I couldn't have been either preschool or elementary school age, run loose in the depot. And I played in the tunnel downstairs and came up between the trains on the stairs, which are closed off now. You can't do it because I guess maybe somebody got hurt one time or they all of a sudden panicked that you could, but here I am, 83 years old, you know. So I never ran out in front of a train, but I loved that place. And I went back down there when they were redoing the depot, mm-hmm. and it didn't look as big, nearly as big as I remembered it being.
That was Circe Birdsong.
Circe Birdsong, yes. I remember his first name, but he didn't write his name on the little heart, just a bird. Okay, and I do remember the civic music. You know, they had civic music, which I went with Mother and Daddy. I don't know where you were.
I didn't go to civic music, I thought.
It was wonderful.
Well.
Because they would have performers that would come, you know, occasionally. But maybe, I guess so. And one of the things I remember I was not allowed to ride my bicycle to South Ward. Remember that? And I would ride with Robert on his. He was allowed to go on his bicycle, but I was not. I don't know if my folks were afraid of traffic or what, but yet when I got to Foster Middle School, I could walk to town to the Arlene, get out at night, come around to the Glover Crim building, and ride the bus back out to South Longview to Covington Drive. All by myself, if I wanted to go to a movie. It's interesting. Things have changed very much, because we used to play all day long. And you have to remember, we grew up with no air conditioning, no central heat, no TV. So one of my grandchildren asked me one time, said, "Grandma, what was your favorite TV show to watch when you grew up?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "What was your favorite TV show?" Like, you know, some of the shows that the grandkids watch. And I said, "We didn't have TV. I didn't watch any TV." So, therefore, and consequently, that's one of my memories. And we also didn't worry about locking the door, leaving keys in the car at night. My dad always left the keys in the ignition of the car in the garage, but didn't close the doors. I slept on the ground floor with the windows wide open because we didn't have air conditioning at that point. Now you wouldn't dare do that, right? Things have changed. We roamed all over the place. As you know, South Longview was all of Longview at that time. There was very little north of Highway 80. And I know Kay Reed had, her folks had built a house. He worked for Mid Valley Pipeline. And they had built a house on Noble Drive, and we had to pick her up last if we ever wanted to go anywhere with a bunch, or take her home first. Because you didn't dare go anywhere out of cross Highway 80 by yourself. So, since we didn't have TV to pay attention to, we did listen to the radio a lot. Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, and yeah. That was just one of the things. I'm sure there were several. And family helped shape Longview into what it is today. Well, Uncle Martin, who lived next door to us on Covington Drive, who was a great uncle, married into the family, was a sheriff of Gregg County for how many years?
Eight. Elected in 24 and didn't run again in 32.
Oh, okay. Okay, I just remembered that he was, see, that was all before my time because I was not born until 36. So, but I do just remember that he was a sheriff that the historical museum talked about one year when they had the people come through, go through the cemeteries, and they talked about different people that were buried there. And my folks had given Cargill Long Park. They made a donation to the library and a donation to the Maud Cobb Activity Center. And I'm sure lots of other stuff that I'm not even thinking about, but those were big, big things. Yes, I have moved away from Longview. After my husband finished his PhD at the University of Texas, we went to New York, to Niagara Falls, for him to work for DuPont. And I loved it up there. But I had to come home every Easter to get out of the snow. For a week, bring the kids and whatever, you know. And then I'd go back, and it didn't matter how long it snowed or how dirty it was or whatever, as long as I could come home and see green and the flowers. That is the big thing that I remember about being up there. And then we were there for a while in Western New York, and then we moved to Massachusetts to work for Texas Instruments. Can you believe Texas Instruments was in Massachusetts? So we were only there. We thought we would be there forever, but we had a chance to come back here. And my husband decided this was a good thing for him to move, you know, to come back. And the thing that I missed was you could not get because my feet were very narrow. I wore a quad. And you couldn't get them up there. And I said, "What do these people do? Stomp grapes all day?" But I don't know why, but they didn't carry. My mother would buy shoes here for me and send them up there. And I'd try them on, and if they didn't fit, I'd send them back, and she'd take them back. I was in New York when Kennedy was shot. So was not here in Longview, I don't know, but I was here when the World Trade Towers came down, We were in bed that morning listening to Dave Moreland on KOOI. He was the disc jockey. And he thought, oh, well, it must be some little plane. And then after the second one hit, he said, wait a minute. Surely they're not two little planes that have gone astray. So he finally, but it was very interesting to, it was your birthday, and we had lunch that day because we had already planned that to do. And oh my gosh, so many things to say.